Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, Steve, I wanted to share about this thing called technology and what.
You may have heard of it.
You may have heard of it, the Internet of Things, if you will.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is something we've got to really talk about. Like, how far can we go with this technology? At what point do we begin to start dialoguing with robots? Yes, I said it, robots. I remember a cartoon, I'm dating myself, called The Jetsons, where we thought, really, could that happen? You
That's
know?
An old show.
That's an old show. I'm kind of, you know. But listen, it's here.
It's happening. Isn't
it's
that?
Happening.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been so familiar. There's an article that was written in The Guardian. It's entitled "Goodbye Privacy, Hello Alexa," and it's in reference to Amazon's new product called Echo. It's a home robot that hears everything. And what's interesting about this article is the author begins to give his analysis about, you know, his experience with this thing called the Echo. And her name, the robot, Alexa, and he says that apparently this device, which you're going to get a chance to see it, it's the size of two Coke cans. You plug it into the wall and you sit it on your table, and you may be familiar with something that's similar to it, maybe like your iPhone Siri or Microsoft has something called the Cortana, and Google has something called Google Now, where you speak into the phone and, you know, it'll give you some information, right? Well, this Echo is not attached to a phone. It's a standalone item with seven microphones, a speaker, and you talk to it and it talks back to you. And so you're just talking about how somehow the Alexa, the Echo here, responded back to him and said, that wasn't a nice thing to say. And he didn't realize what he just said when they found out, because everything on this device is recorded. When they found out, apparently the Echo thought that he had said a curse word. In fact, his wife was talking in Spanish, and so it, you know, translation right. got messed up there. And what he found, though, that was interesting was that he felt a need to ask for forgiveness. And so he's going through this whole mind process like, am I talking
to a robot?
Am I concerned about
batteries.
A robot's feelings?
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, what is going on? What is happening? Mm. I want you to watch the Echo in action. And as you can see how technology today is infiltrating every aspect of our life. And these behavior scientists are saying now that once we become so attached to these devices, using them, separating from them is going to be a major problem. And so you have people now that are a whole new generation that are learning to bond, not with people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not asking questions of other human beings, but they're bonding with electronic devices made to appear like they're human, but they're not. They're not human. Watch this.
When it first arrived from Amazon, I didn't know what it was. What is it?
You'll see.
Is it for me?
It's for everyone. It's called Amazon Echo.
How's it going?
I'm just finishing up right now.
Is it on?
Oh, it's always on.
Can it hear me right now?
Nope. It only hears you when you use the wake word we chose. Alexa.
Well, what does it do?
Alexa, what do you do?
I can play music, answer questions, get the news on weather, create to-do lists, and much more.
Awesome. Huh. Alexa, play rock music.
Rock music.
Alexa, stop.
Wait, I want to try. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 3:27.
You actually don't have to yell at it, okay? It uses far-field technology, so it can hear you from anywhere in the room.
So it can just hear you anywhere?
Yes. Well, awesome. Everyone can hear you anyway.
Oh. Yeah. Is that where we're going to put it?
I was thinking of putting it there, but it works anywhere.
Echo is pretty neat because it knows all sorts of things. All you have to do is ask.
Alexa, how tall is Mount Everest?
Mount Everest's height is 29,029 feet, 8,848 meters.
How can it know so much? It's so small.
It updates using the cloud. That's also how it gets its answers.
Just read that off the box, huh?
Dad really likes that Echo just plugs in, so we never have to charge it. Plus, Echo's really good at keeping track of things like shopping and to-do lists.
Wrapping paper. Alexa, add wrapping paper to the shopping list.
I've put wrapping paper on your shopping list.
Alexa, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
1 tablespoon equals 3 teaspoons.
Okay. Alexa, set a timer for 8 minutes.
8 minutes, starting now.
Dad's not a morning person, but Echo definitely helps him wake up.
Alexa, alarm off.
You gotta get up.
It's Saturday.
Alexa, what day is it?
Today is Thursday, November 13th.
I'm up. Alexa, give me my flash news briefing.
Here's your flash briefing.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
What did the dog say after a long day of work?
What?
Today was rough. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Another one. Alexa, tell me another joke.
I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger, and then it hit me.
Sometimes Echo helps out when you least expect it.
Hey, Dad, how do you spell cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe. C-A-N-T... Alexa, how do you spell cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe is spelled C-A-N-T-A-L-O-U-P-E.
Good job.
What is happening, Steve?
Wow.
What is happening?
Wow. You know, we've talked about this, is that just because we have technology, does that mean that we're getting smarter? You know, and
no.
as he was just asking about cantaloupe, and you know, you're dating yourself with the Jetsons, I'm going to go ahead and date myself. I remember in middle school, at my desk, I had this array of books.
Array,
if you will. And they were encyclopedias. So every time I had an assignment and I had to research something, I had to like go alphabetically and then find it, search it. And it's like, we have to be able to do that and go through the process of finding and searching and looking.
It's amazing. I mean, every aspect of your life. And here's the thing.
This is scary.
According to this article, we'll make sure that it's related for you, that Alexa happens to turn on a few minutes before you actually awake her. You awake the computer, the operator, the thingamajig, I don't even know what you call it, the robot, by saying then her name, Alexa. And then the device begins to start responding and quote unquote recording. And then it also records a little bit afterwards. And all of this information,
wow,
if it just records that alone, is actually being stored. Yeah, exactly. It's being stored on the cloud. So all this data is being collected from that's sitting in your living room.
Wow.
And all that, just like the guy was saying in the article, they were having a conversation, him and his wife, and all of a sudden this device starts speaking to them because it misunderstood what they were actually saying.
Yeah.
So had she not responded, how many things were recorded or not recorded? These are the things we got to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we don't mind technology as long as you make technology submit to you.
Right.
You don't submit to the technology. But it's getting now, you know, where almost every single thing that you purchase will be connected to the internet.
The
some reports are that these new smart televisions are actually nothing but boxes that gather data in from your home. And what do they do with this data? They know what you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're watching TV, when you wake up, everything.
Yeah.
And at some point, we've got to be able to stop searching.
Relate.
You know.
Have relations.
Yeah. You start relating with people.
Yeah. You have to have that time. It's like if you're sitting with your family, if you've got, you know, you got your spouse with you, your best friends, take your phone. Turn it off and put it upside down. Turn the TV off. And it's just like, hey, let's talk.
Yeah.
And that's when you really get into those dangerous moments. Is it easier to text than it is to have a relationship? And it's like, we have to begin to relate again.
Yeah. And some people just say stuck on the phone. Listen, I love technology. We use it here all the time. Mm-hmm. But again, we got to have to underscore this thing that we need to have technology submit to us. We don't submit to the technology. And I believe there's coming a time where you're going to have to say, no, I'm going to have to do without this convenience. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do without it so that I don't give up everything. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that time is close. They say in the industry that if you're getting something for free, like it's an email or something like that, that you have become the product. It's mm-hmm. not free for a reason. You are the product. All the information that you're allowing, you're crossing back and forth is being, used to advertise right back to you. But an alarming thing that I've noticed too is that the same way that people are using all these search engines and robots and electronic devices for general information, people are Googling words, messages. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. Have we forgotten about the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is our companion. He's our helper. I mean, he lives within inside us. If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit dwells with you. And God wants us to dialogue with him. Yeah, sure, it's going to take time. Sure, it's going to require that we engage God and that we tune our ears to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit is present. And we don't want to Google up things to share. My goodness, God is ever speaking. And we want to be able to relate to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you say, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God sent us his Holy Spirit to be with each and every single one of us. And God has much, much to say. All we need to do is slow down and posture ourselves, position ourselves to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. God wants to give us wisdom, direction. He wants to give us guidance. He wants to warn us. And he wants to give us instruction as to what he would want us to do every day. And, life, I would like to say, is, happens without any type of crisis or any type of things that get in our way, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. Life is messy at times, and we need answers from the Lord. Instead of running to the internet, we need to run to God. We need to run to his word. And find all the answers. God already has given to us. It's right here in his Bible, right here. All the answers we ever need are right here in God's word and our ability to dialogue and talk with him. Listen, we want to pray with you. We encourage you. Please pray for us. Father, Lord, we thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, help us as we try to navigate all the different technologies and things that are available to us, Lord. Help us not to get lost in the Internet of Things, but help us to relate to each other, to dialogue, to care for one another. But most of all, Lord, help us to dialogue with you, Lord, that we would have our quiet time where we can pray and talk to you, but we can also listen and hear your voice. We thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord, in this day and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.